Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. At 10 a.m. today, the state reported 5,196 COVID-19-related deaths total, and that's an increase of 22, according to the Iowa Department of Public Health. There have also been an additional 841 confirmed cases. In Woodbury County, there have been 21 new cases added to the total case count in the last 24 hours and no new deaths. The 14-day positivity rate for Woodbury County is 6.9%. The Catholic Church is apparently Iowa's largest recipient of money from the federal Paycheck Protection Program that helps out small businesses. That's according to a Des Moines Register review of the program. That finding comes as a new investigation by the Associated Press shows the U.S. arm of the church received at least $3 billion through the Forgivable Loan Program, even as many dioceses remained financially healthy. In Iowa, the church's total was more than $50 million. Iowa House Republicans are considering a bill that would end the tenure system in Ames, Iowa City, and Cedar Falls. A few Republican lawmakers in previous years have proposed ending tenure for professors at the University of Iowa, Iowa State, and the University of Northern Iowa. But for the first time, a bill to accomplish that goal has won approval in a committee. House Speaker Pat Grassley says GOP lawmakers are frustrated with what they see as unfair consequences for students who express politically conservative views. The presidents of Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI said ending tenure would prompt professors to leave and make it harder to hire staff. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.